Good afternoon. We're enjoying another beautiful afternoon across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine, a light breeze, and low humidity. It's all compliments of a high-pressure center, which is building in from southern Canada behind that pesky ocean storm, which continues to only slowly drift to the east across the Maritimes. Temperatures will continue to climb and reach highs in the lower 80s by the end of the day. That high-pressure center will deflect any storminess currently out in the Midwest and Great Lakes to our south into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and eventually off the mid-Atlantic coast. That'll leave us dry into the night tonight. Some clouds may come close enough, though, and that will keep temperatures in the 50s for overnight lows, with the exception of near the Canadian border. For tomorrow, those clouds will still be making their way through, though plenty of sunshine mixing in. The humidity will stay low with a north and east breeze, and temperatures will bounce back into the lower 80s once again. With a cooler wind flow on Friday, we'll be in the 70s to around 80, still pretty warm with a mix of sun and clouds. A large ridge of high pressure, which is establishing itself over the southwestern and central part of the country, will eventually build to the east through the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and here into the northeast by the weekend. The result will be even warmer temperatures with plenty of sunshine Saturday and Sunday as highs reach the middle and even in some cases upper 80s. The humidity will begin to push up a bit through the weekend but remain on the pleasant side for the most part with dew points in the 50s to around 60. As we get into Monday, the humidity levels will climb, building clouds and dry weather with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. This eventually will lead to the next front, which is scheduled to arrive on Tuesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, over central and southern Wisconsin, and also a slight risk over eastern parts of Montana. Morning thunderstorms moving across the mid-Mississippi Valley complicate the forecast with uncertainty regarding air mass overturning. Current thinking is that the outflow associated with this system will lead to additional thunderstorm development during the afternoon across portions of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. The environment here will be weakly sheared, but a warm and very moist air mass will support strong instability in thunderstorms capable of large hail and damaging wind gusts. Farther northwest across Wisconsin, convergence near a surface low will likely result in thunderstorm development amidst an air mass characterized by temperatures in the mid-80s and dew points in the mid to upper 60s. These conditions will support at least moderate instability. Mid-level flow will gradually strengthen with the resulting vertical shear, supportive of rotating updrafts capable of hail and strong wind gusts. Southeasterly surface winds near the warm front may also result in an increased low-level shear environment and low tornado potential. And a large ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather pattern across much of the central and western parts of the country into the weekend, with building intense heat. Excessive heat watches have been issued for a large part of the southwest, with highs in the 110 to 120 degree range not out of the question. Also, heat advisories are in effect for the Lower Plains, Missouri Valley, and Ark-La-Tex, with the combination of heat and humidity making it feel between 103 and 109 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, Mullen Pass, Washington, Saranac Lake, New York, and Alpine, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, sunny and breezy in Boston in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds, the risk of a shower with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 78 degrees, the average low 57, the record high 96 set in 1988, and the record low 42 in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, warmer today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and warmer today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warmer today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, warmer with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warmer today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm but low humidity again, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds near 80 Friday. Mostly sunny, warmer Saturday, lower to mid-80s, mid to upper 80s on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. A bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 80s on Monday, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kyanos.